Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hit it with a big old smelly wiener.
That really sets the tone. You're
coming in hot today.
I was just saying, man, nobody was saying anything. Like, gave you guys the snap. I was like, yeah, let's do this. You all sat there in silence.
Having a personal rebellion over here all by myself.
Hey, you know what they say about rebellions?
Keep your mouth shut.
Yes, sir.
And sit on your ass.
Nothing happens. Jackasses.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well.
Fuck them all.
Now.
That's a little cranky in here tonight.
I'm pissy today.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up fucking pissy. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
You know, it's been pretty fun. Haven't had a good day. No, I had a fucking terrible day.
Probably have a bad day because we said we had a bad day.
Man. Dude, I got up and I was just immediately like, it's going to be a bad day today.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling I'm probably going to have a bad day tomorrow, too.
Don't worry. You know what?
It is what it is.
Feeling a bit of a cold coming on.
Who cares? File a grievance. That's my plan. I'm going to make some phone calls tomorrow. File some grievances.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Bring the heat right back.
Bring it on, baby.
If you want to file a grievance, go ahead and send us an email. Time for another podcast at gmail.com. Look us up on our website. Time for another.com. Podcast day.
Do you remember when we used to do grievances on this thing when it was still at Zach's house? These are our grievances for the day. All in favor, say aye.
We need to bring them back.
I think we need to bring the grievance process back.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, fuck everybody.
It was kind of everything. Fun.
And we're live from the Time for Another Podcast studio. I'm your host of these proceedings, Vice President of the Podcast, Big J.
We're back, baby.
To the right of me, he's got a Scooby-Dooby mug drinking his decaf. How do they make decaf coffee?
Did
they just have a guy hired to pick the caffeine out of it?
He must.
No one will ever know. Okay. President Brent.
I listened to that same episode of Rogan, so back off. I love coffee so much that, I like to imagine that it's a decaf plant that they found.
They got the decaffeinated beans.
Yes.
They're magic.
Yeah.
It's not really beans. It's just bug parts.
It's probably just garbage, which, it doesn't get me hyped up, which, I don't need to get hyped up at 7:30 on a Wednesday.
Why not?
Because then I'll never go to sleep.
I could go to sleep right now.
Technically, I say that, but I'm very easy to fall asleep. I just saw a video. It was a Matt Rife show, and there was a dude sitting like five rows back just fucking snoozing.
I thought you were going to see a video of yourself sleeping, and I was like, Jesus.
No, that was Kylander at that I Hate God show.
Yeah, that was fun. He was so cross-faded, he couldn't fucking function.
Yeah, dude. And I screamed and yelled.
It was hilarious, because the first band came out, and he was all hyped up and with it. Everything kicked in, and our food didn't. And he passes out during the second show. And then Guar comes on, and all of a sudden he came back to life like some sort of demon.
It was weird. It was like the sick melodies of Guar brought him back to life.
And it was just like that. It was just flicking a switch. All of a sudden he was awake.
Yeah, he was like dead.
Suddenly
dead.
I was awake.
Suddenly.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
And across from me.
And across from the president, as always, the Minister of Culture, Daniel.
Yes, and I think I'm the only one here who's not cranky tonight.
Hey.
That's because you don't have anything to do all day.
Trying to turn it on.
So these cocksuckers in my neighborhood have been going through, digging up everybody's yards, and putting in new fiber optic cables.
Oh.
They gave us warning like this. Oh, hey, look at that. They're digging up my yard. They didn't say anything.
How much of your yard did they take?
You know my little yard to the right of my driveway?
The one that you just fucking redid?
Yeah, they're digging that all up.
Nice.
Did my front yard. More over towards my idiot neighbor's side. They're digging that one up.
Nice.
Everybody else's is finished.
Oh.
But where mine is, They hit a water line.
Oh, neat.
For the underground irrigation.
Nice. No wonder you're cranky.
That cuts through the neighborhood that nobody bothered looking for.
Oh, so they didn't.
So they've got, I've got about a waist deep hole filled with water in the corner of my driveway. Because why not?
Incompetence is everywhere, apparently.
Fucking insane.
So is it that TDS fiber shit that they're doing?
Fuck if I know.
Sparklight or what? Because supposedly,
I don't know. Like I said, they didn't give me any goddamn warning. All I know is there were people in my yard digging fucking holes.
Nice.
On Tuesday, and they're still there today, and they will still be there tomorrow.
No. Dude, that seems like something that like they should have it planned out, because usually you have to pay for that shit if they're putting that fiber in.
It's fucking stupid if you ask me. I don't understand why they get to just dig your yard up.
Yeah, man. Do you
like to look at them and say, you can go suck a fat cock. You're not digging in my yard.
Can
eat
you,
a fat fucking dick.
Can you
go the fuck away.
How fast the internet's going to be at your
not
house.
Not just
now?
Any dick.
Just makes me furious. Like, you didn't ask. You're just digging?
Yeah.
Why don't I come to your house and be like, no, I'm with the dig a hole and take a shit in your front yard association.
Hey, that's a good association.
It's my job to dig a 9-foot hole in your front yard, put a fucking 4x8 sheet of plywood on the yard and hopefully kill it in a week and just fill it with as much shit as I can find in a week, and then I'm going to bury it.
Dude, worst timing possible for them to do that. It's like, this is the time where everybody yards look awesome and they're just getting in the groove of mowing and doing everything.
Oh, yeah. And I have my sprinklers all set on timers. They're still running. I'm just running water into their fucking hole.
Nice.
I don't give a shit. He can eat a fat dick.
Oh, man. I wonder who the asshole is who's getting this fiber ran through. Like, because I'm curious if it's the internet company that's doing it, because there's that TDS fiber company that's coming out that's supposed to try and take over for, like, Sparklight and all the local guys here.
Yeah.
And then there's just the other, like, government company that's running, oh, we got to run all these fibers because all the new neighborhoods, so we got to have all this stuff running through.
I have no idea. It just made me mad.
But, like, dude, okay. You
don't dig in my yard.
Now, if they're running it, are they running it through your yard, or is it, like, going through your backyard?
No, it's in the front yard. They're honestly just, like, a foot in from the road, just dug through everybody's yard to pull pipe through
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
Are they laying pipe?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's fucking annoying.
Well, that's what I don't fucking get is, like, when they have to go, like, clear through, because you're in a cul-de-sac.
Oh, they did the loop.
So they're just...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And like I said, they've been fucking around. I had to have them move a car this morning so I could take my kids to school. Then I get ready to leave and go do stuff with Lady J today. And I go to back out, and the motherfucker's just standing there. I damn near ran him over. Like, get the fuck out of my driveway.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's okay. We had one of the houses in this neighborhood right on the fucking corner. You know, the death corner that you come around.
Yeah.
Coming in the neighborhood. The people right on the corner redoing their driveway.
Yeah.
With concrete.
Oh, yes, that.
Holy fucking shit, man. 25 cars surrounding that entire corner so you can get one through, and there's one little Mexican dude who's got the biggest, longest stick in the world running it down the driveway, and he's just in the middle of the road doing this, and I'm sitting there staring at him going, yo, Holmes, get the fuck out of the way.
Dude, I don't know where they found these guys. But not one of them is over 5'5". They're all the darkest Mexican dudes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Like, is this a whole family? Do you have generations of a family out here? Like, what is happening? And their boss is just one big giant dude with a beard.
Just a giant white guy?
Yeah.
I didn't pick these guys up at Home Depot at all.
No, they came with a pipe.
I went to Home Depot, bought a bunch of pipe, and it came with all these Mexicans.
Came with all these Mexicans.
What do I do with you guys? We dig holes.
God, did you hear about all the immigrants coming in from South Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big stink.
The funny thing
why is it such a huge stink? I just heard they were coming and people were pissed.
Oh, they're not. They're white.
Oh, because they're white people.
That's
they're
why
white
people. It's a big stink, because they're Caucasian people.
People don't understand the history and what's going on in South Africa. Why don't some of the white people here just go hang out in South Africa for a few days and see what happens?
If you come back alive.
Because it's a fucking shithole. They murder people over there all the time.
Based on race, by the by.
Entirely based on race. Really? If you're white, you're not right in South Africa, and they try to kill you.
How long have you been sitting on that fun rhyme?
Just right there.
Man, look at you.
And it's bullshit. Good. I keep seeing these people getting all up in arms. Oh, Trump's a racist because he's only letting in white immigrants. These people are just racist coming over here from South Africa. You know, I would probably be fairly racist towards the people murdering my friends as well. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, most people in this country are pretty racist towards the people that are doing most of the murdering.
But also, are they not doing it appropriately? Are they coming across legally by
chance?
They're
doing it legally. They're doing it the way they're supposed to. And the funny thing is, what would you rather have moving into your community? A bunch of goat herders that have no idea how community works. They think they can shit in the ground any place that they want. They think they can fuck their daughters because that's okay too. Ugh. And they don't speak the language. Or would you rather have a whole bunch of white dudes coming over from Africa who understand the language, understand what's going on, understand capitalism, and want to be part of a society that they don't feel like they're going to get murdered just for being white? Which one do you think we should take?
How'd they get over there in the first place? Like, were they just, like, born there?
No. Well, yes.
They were originally Dutch, weren't they, from back when?
They were Dutch, then England came down because they wanted a piece of the pie because they found gold. Then the Boer Wars started where England was fighting the Dutch in Africa, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Wait, what?
And it turned out that England and they have massive, fertile, amazing farmland in South Africa.
Okay.
And it turns out that all the white people were the ones that wanted to work and bought all the land and fucking made farms and made a successful society.
So they worked the land.
And they had a shitty government. Like, I'll give you that. They had a government where if you were not white, you could go fuck yourself. Oh. And the fun thing is, though, after years of that, they threw that away and tried another government, then threw that away in the 90s, and Nelson Mandela became the president. Then they kind of had this different government that they've had for the last, 24, 25, 30 years? Had the same exact party running the country.
Ooh.
And in that time, the population of white people shrunk from something like 25, 30% all the way down to 9 through murder and running away because it's a hellhole.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird. You have this thing that happens. All the white people leave, and South Africa has turned into a giant ghetto of a city. Like, Johannesburg is a terrifying place to be.
Ooh.
Like, I guess it's their culture, so whatever. Break the law, do whatever you want. Yeah. Victims here, victims there, victims fucking everywhere.
But, now hold on just a goddarn minute here. So these people want to become African Americans, and they're turning them away because they don't have the right skin color. That sounds pretty fucking racist to me.
Isn't that weird?
That's the damnedest thing.
Oh, dude, we forgot to create the racist button. Damn it.
Oh, we need to do that.
But I think it's so dumb. Like, pay attention, you assholes. Don't just look. They're doing the same thing that the left has been doing for decades now. Just giving people an optical pat down and going, well, that guy's white, he's obviously racist. That guy's black, he's a victim. Oh my God. That poor, poor man. We must do something to save him.
It's interesting that liberal Caucasians think that they can help the poor, benighted, darker skinned brethren because they know so much more and they know what's good for them, whether the darker skinned brethren want that or not. And now, without mentioning any race, I'm just going to say that we have a certain percentage of the population who can basically do whatever they want, say whatever they want, act any way they...
13% of
the population. Yeah, okay. Act any way they want, not speak the English correctly, not show up on time, which I'm bad for, and I'm Caucasian, I have to admit. And, just generally act...
the fool.
The big fool. But it's okay because to complain about any of this, that's racist.
Well, yeah, and I sound racist for saying that. Like, but no, dude, I don't give a shit who you are. If you want to come here and be a productive member of society, knock yourself out. Do it the right way. Come here. That's phenomenal. Now, if you're going to come here with your hand out going, ooga booga, give me a dollar, get fucked.
Well,
like, I don't give a shit what you want. Get the fuck out of here. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
You are absolutely correct.
But
it makes no sense.
Well, they don't want a bunch of people that are going to come here and work hard and go, yeah, I don't want these pricks taking all my money and doing whatever the fuck they want with it. They can suck a dick. I'm going to stick with the good party. I'm not a moron. I don't want to be part of this jackassery. Because basically, the jackassery in Africa is the same jackassery here on the left.
The oppressed
90% of the population in South Africa is having such a hard time with all these white people.
That murder seems to be the only response, I guess.
Exactly.
So, yeah, run them off their land, murder them.
And of course, it's white people's fault that they get murdered. You know, they shouldn't have been living there for the past 500 years.
What were you thinking?
Jackasses.
Jeez.
Oh, man. You know, I think every white person should just move out of Africa. Everybody should just give up on Africa and just say, you know what? You guys just do whatever the fuck it is you do.
I like to imagine it probably
best of luck.
Turn into like that Chad Chop thing in Seattle. Where
no, Africa would turn into a real life version of the Running Man.
Oh, man.
It would just be warlords and dictators and whoever had the biggest gun wins. And the Holy great thing smokes. Is they're nowhere near getting nuclear arms. They've got no idea how anything like that works. They all live in huts and fuck their sisters. So who gives a shit? Let them all murder each other.
Hey, that's their culture, though.
Ooh, and boy. A great and prosperous culture it is. We need more of that.
And that culture has done so much for the world culture and the arts and education and science and all those things. But that's...
I mean, I don't have time to sit back and list all the great things that have come out of Africa.
Guys, do we need to sit down and watch the video of the Celebrate Our Differences again?
We need to celebrate our differences.
Ching, ding, ching, ding, ching, ching, ding, ching, ding, ching.
We need to celebrate our differences.
Ooga, booga,
booga.
Oh, yeah, the
video was so funny.
So now I just because I want to be a dick... We've had this rant, and it sure sounds like it's the R word, but I mention the N word quoting a British person, and people fly off the fucking handle.
Well, it's because you're not allowed to say that.
You're a white guy.
Why am I not? Why?
Because the victims don't like when you call them that.
Victims don't. Yeah.
Daniel, I'm pretty sure you're getting about this close to being like, we created that word, so it's ours.
No, I'm not. No, back. I'm not. I'm not.
Booyah,
doing that.
Bringing it back.
It's
touch the pearls.
It's an offensive term, and it offends, and there's no use offending people. Gratuitously.
Is it the thing where there's no rhyme or reason why it's offensive for you to use it, yet they use it in everyday sentencing when they're talking to each other?
See,
as a matter of fact.
It's like retarded people. You don't call retarded people retarded. You call your friends retarded when they're being retarded. You can't call a black guy the N-word. Only a black guy can call a black guy the N-word when they're being an N-word. It's different.
Yes. No hard R, bro.
Yeah. Hard R's are the only thing that separate civility and madness.
Yes.
Well,
we've all got to have our hard lines.
Or hard something. So,
oh, my God. Dude, this hockey game is fucking bananas right now.
Did you?
I'm sorry. I just. Dude.
He's watching.
There is a fucking giant fight going on, and it's over. The game is over, and there's dudes on the ice beating the shit out of each other.
That's how life should be.
I mean,
you just fight.
There's a lot to be
this
said.
This morning,
for that.
I go to McDonald's. I had to drop some stuff. I worked today. Drove all the way across town to drop some stuff off because I'm a good fucking person. Anyway,
shouldn't have done that.
Way back, I go to McDonald's, and I'm circling through McDonald's as this white trash land whale comes pulling into the parking lot, and she decides she's going to take a left right in front of me. So I slow down, and she stops and, like, looks at me, and I pull forward a little bit. And then she's waving and making all kinds of noise, and I just screamed out my window, "Fuck you, you fat white trash cunt!"
Ooh,
and she about lost her mind. God, it felt good. I wanted to pull over and just be like, you know what? It's been way too long since a guy was allowed to just pop a lady in the chops and just be like, that's why you don't talk back, because I'm bigger, stronger, and you're fucking COPD, that's right.
There it is, COPD.
Yeah, COPD have an ass. Wouldn't last 3 seconds in the real world. You can suck my dick, you toothless cigarette smoking sack of shit.
Whoa, wait. It's hostile in here tonight.
I'm pissy today.
Dude.
No,
have you noticed?
Shit.
You know, you could probably have gotten out there and bopped her in the face a couple of times and then been like, I identify as...
Well, she must have weighed 4 bills, so I could have just picked up her 100-pound husband by the ankles and beat her to death with him, then thrown him in the garbage can.
You mean that was a gainer-feeder fucking relationship. Gross.
I kind of hope they followed me. I was like, come on, follow me. I have a gun in my garage, and I have nothing to lose. Yeah. Let's get weird with it.
They just follow you.
I got a bunch of Mexicans in my driveway. I got a Fatland whale following me in a Subaru. I know I drive a Subaru, which means that we should have some sort of camaraderie, like all the people driving Jeeps or all the people driving motorcycles that wave at each other.
I was going to say, what color was your hair today?
I mean, what do you do when you're driving a Subaru? Do you just spread your fingers and go, in your tongue at each other as you drive by? Is that the closest thing that we have to the Jeep nod and the fucking biker wave?
Man, give them the old scissor licks.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, just because we drive Subarus don't mean we see in a common way. I don't have any pride shit on the back of my car.
Also, didn't she drive backwards? Like, she was going the wrong way into a fucking parking lot?
No, like, I was coming across, because all the pumps go this way, and I was coming across them, which is the drive lane.
Yeah.
And she apparently thought she could just drive in front of me.
Oh, okay, neat.
And got mad at me because I knew what I was doing, and she was too busy smoking her fucking fifth Virginia Slim on the drive from the apartment, who am I kidding, trailer park, over to the gas station to put $3 worth of gas in that she found in the couch so that she can make it to her job at the gas station she works at.
That's probably not even a job. She's probably on the government teat.
Oh, I'm on custodial services. You're a fucking janitor, Esther. Eat a dick.
That's a fun job title, though. Custodial services? No, you're a janitor. You mop up puke when people throw up.
Yeah. Go to hell.
That's like carnies being like, I'm an entertainment specialist.
No, you're not.
No, you're not, dude. But you work the fucking Tilt-A-Whirl, dog.
In a feel-good story, we had our first bison goring of the year.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And it happened to what can only be described as the absolute perfect victim.
Oh, no.
A man from Florida.
Oh, dude.
Which means that he was probably doing something absolutely insane, like holding up a Keystone Light, standing next to the bison and being like, you want a drink, bro? Oh, man. And the bison's like, hey, go fuck yourself. I'm a wild animal. And tried to rip him a new asshole.
And probably succeeded.
I didn't know they had bison down in Florida.
Oh, they don't. He was in Yellowstone, bud.
Oh, God. He's out on vacation just being like, oh, why does Florida Man come in this
Florida
far
Man
over?
Is bringing the Florida Man energy all the way up here. Oh, my God. DJ Pauly D is coming to Boise April 21st.
God,
who the
why?
Fuck is that?
You don't know.
I know that.
April 21st next year?
August 21st. Oh, August my bad. 21st. August 21st. I saw that, took a screenshot, immediately sent it to Lady J, and she didn't get as impressed as I was.
So who is this person, and why
would
anyone care?
It's not worth the trouble to try to explain it.
Danny, we'll just say he was on the MTV show Jersey Shore.
Yeah. See?
There you go.
Not worth trying to explain.
See?
That's why we don't have cameras.
You really wanted the answer, so we gave you an explanation.
And I gave my response, which was visual, and that's why we don't have cameras.
But that's why we don't ask questions.
Said something like really wild, being like, oh, it's Jerry Garcia's second cousin who's a DJ. Wouldn't have helped.
That would have confused him even more.
Yeah, but it's not really. That's not a thing.
But speaking of cultural things.
Yes.
I just finished a book. Now, this book, we're going to change things up a little bit to give you time to kind of simmer down.
If you just finish reading The Hungry Caterpillar, I'm going to be very upset with you.
Well,
where the wild things are.
No. No.
If you give
you
a mouse
relax.
A cookie.
There was a fellow named... there was a fellow named Walter Tevis. He was an author. He was well accustomed to strong drink. He was the guy that wrote the book The Hustler, which was made into a movie with Jackie Gleason. He wrote The Color of Money, which was made into a movie with... who's that jackass? And Paul Newman and Tom Cruise. He wrote the book The Queen's Gambit, which came out recently.
Oh.
And he wrote the book The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Is he a big pool player by chance?
I would. He was kind of an interesting fellow. Anyway, he wrote The Man That Fell to Earth, which there was a couple TV series made of it. There was a movie with David Bowie. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I know. I looked it up to make sure my memory wasn't faulty. I just finished the book, and it was remarkable. It was written in the copyright was 1963.
Right.
The time was the time that it was written for was like 1990, so it was like 30 years ahead of when he wrote it. And it's a very good book, and I would highly commend it. It talks about, and I don't want to give the whole thing away, but it talks about a man who came from another planet who was trying to save his fellow planeteers who back on this other planet whose world had been turning to shit because they kind of blew theirs up, and It's well worth reading, I would say.
This guy who came from the future trying to save people, was he by chance trying to stop pollution?
No, because the book was written in 63. So they hadn't lost their minds yet. Then. No, he was trying to save us from blowing up the world.
Oh, okay. I just like the way you described it. Like, huh? That could either be this, or it could be Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
No, I suffered the slings and arrows of people saying I might have read a children's book, and I would recommend children's books because. When you read or have read to you a book, we're not talking about the Dick and Jane stories, but if you read a children's book as an adult, it means something entirely different, and there's much more to it than you read the first time. I recommend Wind in the Willows and Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, and probably Peter Pan.
I was just saying, man, you know, how did I learn to not give mice cookies? I've read the book. If you give a mouse a cookie, and then you know what you have to do? You got to give him some milk, and then he's going to get tired after the milk, so he's going to want a fucking blanket.
Yeah, and then they moved in, and there you are.
Yeah, there you
kind
go.
Of like
we got no
when
mice.
You have an open border.
Wait, you mean that you tell me that? Are you trying to tell me that if you give a mouse a cookie as a book about immigration?
Well, you know, if the shoe fits.
I mean, what about if you give a moose a muffin?
I don't know.
What about a monkey, a manwich?
Ooh, I feel like it turns him into a cannibal.
How about a lemur, a lanyard?
What the fuck was that?
It's some fancy dessert.
I would have gone with lemur, give a lemur licorice or something.
They don't like licorice. Burrito. Everybody knows lemurs don't like licorice. Stop it.
They like the black licorice, man.
No, they don't. They're racist.
I'm racist against black licorice. It's gross.
It is nasty.
It is nasty. It has nothing to do with color.
I get rid of it as much, dude, if I was able to get out of here.
I'd almost eat liver before I ate licorice.
I don't understand how they still make Good and Plenty.
Yeah, because isn't that just...
Who are the sick old bastards that are still eating that? Well, like a 500-year-old human being on Social Security working for the government eating a fucking box of Good and Plenty?
Dan's looking at you like, motherfucker. He pulls his Good and Plenty's out of his pocket.
I can't stand that shit.
Well, okay, so aren't they just, they're two different colors, right? Or they're purple and white?
Yeah, pink and white
or whatever color. They're two different colors, but aren't they just black licorice pieces?
Yeah,
they're sugar-coated bullshit.
Gross.
You should just open those up and dump them in the garbage can.
Gross.
No, you shouldn't even bother to open them up. Because,
well, you don't want to, you know, waste the fun of opening a box.
Well, the box and dump them.
That's the funnest part.
Yeah, unless you're the Hamburglar, dude. She opens everything like a fucking rat. She just, like, rips the side of it open. I'm like, what is wrong?
She's got those claws.
Dude, she's trying to open a box of cereal the other day, and I'm like, give me the fucking box, because you're going to open it like a fucking rat, and the box is going to be ripped, and the bag's going to be open in the middle. Makes no sense.
These are the things that we have to put up with in life.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Did you hear that Joe Biden didn't recognize George Clooney?
Yes, I heard that.
Really?
Didn't recognize him. Couldn't figure out who the fuck he was.
Who are you again?
But Donald Trump is the one who's mentally in decline. Not Joe Biden. No. Solid as a rock.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that a certain faction of the population is saying, that Donald Trump his gears are slipping, let's just say.
It's just adorable, because comical. You sit back and you watch it and you go, oh, weird. We have all these amazing trade deals going down now all of a sudden, where tariffs have been lifted and changed and dropped and... Huh.
You know, I thought the stock market was supposed to, like, fucking plummet
it's
when all this tariff thing
happened. It's almost
like
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so did the stock market, like, plummet dramatically and never come back up? Or where are we still...
It's climbing again. It's not quite where it was before everything started changing, but it's climbing back towards it like a motherfucker. So, but I brought Joe Biden up to bring up John Fetterman.
John Fetterman.
So John Fetterman, as you may recall, has been ridiculed on this podcast by this guy right here.
You.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
because when they elected him, he was a dough-brained idiot who couldn't speak because he had a massive stroke.
Ah.
Well, unfortunately, which is the Democrats' like playbook right now, when you start thinking for yourself and saying things that don't fall in lockstep with the Democrat talking points, they automatically label you out of your mind.
Oh.
So now they're on a huge push right now trying to get John Fetterman out of office because he's not making any sense. He's a crazy person. Now, well, I listened to this man talk on Joe Rogan for a couple hours. Now, he does have issues hearing and then responding because of said stroke.
Yes.
He uses an iPad to translate everything into text so that he can read it and then respond to what he's read. He can't put it together in his head just from hearing it audibly.
Oh, so he's got to have, like, subtitles in basically real life. Nice. Yeah.
Which, okay, that's fine. You're going to let Maxine Waters be in, and she's dead. Like, she's just a corpse that's still moving and animated for some reason.
She may be the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and yeah, that's saying something.
Well, yeah, but didn't they have, who was it? She just died last year. I don't know. In the wheelchair.
Feinstein.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Like, okay, Fetterman is pro-Israel because, you know, he's Jewish,
mm-hmm,
which tends to kind of go in lockstep there. I mean, that one kind of makes sense.
Well, you would think.
And he's saying that we should reach across the aisle and try to come up with stuff. Yes, we should look into where this money's going. Yes, we should make America healthy. What a piece of shit. He's insane.
What a monster.
Get him out of there.
This guy's a problem. He's a Trumper.
It's just adorable. Like, he's the only one that wants to work with people and try to get stuff done. And he's a bad guy, so we got to get him gone. But the whole time Joe Biden was just blindly stumbling about, he was mumbling the correct mumbles, which kept him in the good graces of all the idiots in charge.
Dude, that guy's killing it right now, man. He's doing fucking tour. He was on. How much do you think he got paid to go on The View?
Probably $300,000 at least.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I heard or read one or the other that they've trotted him out of the casket to speak again because the Biden family's broke because they no longer have all that grift going. Hunter's finger paintings or whatever he was doing that people used to buy. And, you know,
I can't wait for them to open that fucking crevice in a cave somewhere and they see all of the paintings and be like, yeah, sponsored by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
I love it.
Paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah, I mean, like, all these people bought all these things and they threw them all in this cave.
It's incredible.
What luck.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, man.
But no, the thing I think's funny is Biden's corruption and his bullshit is getting brought up again. Because Donald Trump was given a plane.
Oh, man.
And they say it's a $400 million Boeing 747.
Dude, I've seen a picture of it. It looks pretty fucking cool. But
Qatar gave us the Soul Plane from the movie Soul Plane.
Nice.
Like, we have a massive sky yacht now for some reason.
Yeah.
Which, I think it seems a little gross, but hey, we got a free fucking plane out of it. Oh, and by the way, Qatar agreed to buy 160 Boeing jets at a staggering $200 billion, one of the biggest airline purchases of all time.
Where's Boeing out of? Is it from another
Seattle
country? Oh, weird. So Boeing's based out of the United States.
Weird, right?
So with him taking that one jet, Qatar goes, hey, man, you take this one jet from us, we'll buy fucking 200 jets from you.
But nobody wants to pay attention to that.
Oh, neat.
They just see Donald Trump is, oh, look at this piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure he used, there was a weird, like, weird phrasing he used for that. And he goes, you know, if you ever go play golf with somebody and you putt, and you don't want to putt, but you get close enough to the pin where you don't need to, and they say they give it to you, take it, because you don't want to miss an opportunity to have to, like, basically he was saying, if you're given the opportunity, take it. If you're given a gift, take it. Because you know what? Probably won't give you that thing. What is the same thing I say as a delivery boy? Someone offers you food or soda,
always say
take
yes.
It. Even if you don't want it.
You walk out the door and throw it away, you always take it. Because if you say no, they will never offer again.
Never again offer.
That's how that works.
So?
These are words of wisdom, folks. Pay attention. Write this down.
However, that jet does look pretty dope.
Well, like, who wouldn't want a cool Soul Plane? Everybody needs
one of those. I wish it was purple.
It could be.
And Snoop Dogg's just like in the top, like,
yeah, with Kid Rock and their
high-fiving. Was that Holy P. Shit. Diddy's plane by any chance?
Nah.
He wasn't flying people to his parties that, no, never mind.
Oh, yeah. No, he had stinky caves under the house.
He had stinky something.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Staying in the horrible region of the world, moving from Qatar over to Abu Dhabi, did you hear what they're building there?
A Taco Bell.
A Disneyland.
Damn it!
An all-indoor Disneyland, because it's hotter than the surface of the sun. Now, if you recall, Disney has come out fierce advocates of LGBTQAI plus spirit to sign upside down question mark ampersand dollar sign.
I like that you took the time to spell that out, but can we just go with Alphabet Mafia?
So the Alphabet Mafia is hardcore tied into Disney to the point where, do you remember Ron DeSantis's Don't Say Gay bill?
Yes. That didn't say anything.
Where it had nothing to do with that. It was just like, hey, can we not teach hardcore sex to kids under third grade?
Yeah.
Maybe just, you know, not do that.
Third grade, well, seems a little crazy, too. I was always under the impression it should be like sixth grade.
A whole bunch of Disney Alphabet Mafia people got all upset by that and sat down with Ron DeSantis to tell him why the Don't Say Gay bill was evil and bad and why we need to show these kids gay sex.
Why, though?
Because it's very important. They don't know it's an option.
To
you got to brainwash deviants. Them young, because they get older and they realize it's weird. Well, it's too late then.
Yep.
But they want to build a Disneyland in Abu Dhabi. Therefore, crumpling up all of their beliefs and all of their gay goodwill and throwing it in the garbage can. Because that's what, you know, they do with gay people in Abu Dhabi. They crumple them up and they throw them in the garbage can. Because it's a literal crime to be gay in Abu Dhabi.
They throw people off buildings for that kind of nonsense.
It's great, because it makes all the sense in the world. You know, if you're going to stand up for it here, but over there you're just going to be like, those gays? We don't know those gays. We're fine over here. Straight's the only way. Right, fellas? Oh, put her there. Man.
Dude. Well, what the hell is going on just, in this world?
Do you have beliefs, or are you just a slave to the almighty dollar?
Yeah.
And that's all Disney is. Disney, well, hemorrhages money
after Disney,
like nobody's business.
After the last tank job they did? Holy
shit. They go woke with Snow White and turn it into some bullshit jerk-off session, which, by the way, they re-released Snow White in several hundred or several thousand theaters again this past weekend.
How'd it do?
It netted $335,000.
It's not very good.
It averaged $250 per theater where it was released.
Yo, that's not good at all.
Doesn't that's sound 10 like, tickets.
Doesn't sound like people were elbowing each other out of the way to get there.
No, nobody cares.
No, that's true.
But if you look back, everything Disney's made where they have just ramrodded the rainbow flag right up your ass about it, yeah. What's happened to those shows? They've gone horribly.
Dude, that's what's so terrifying about the whole, well, apparently, guys, we better get our rainbow flags out and start hanging them on our houses.
Gay!
Oh, except for you, Daniel. Cause,
City of Boise flag right there, dog.
Yeah, son.
Yeah, I watched I watched Boise's mayor on a film clip explaining how it was going to stay up forever. Well,
again, dude, like,
shameless pandering.
Not trying.
It's a government building. It should have government flags. And just because you felt like your game was ruined doesn't mean you can take your ball, go home, throw the rainbow flag back up on this flag pole, and call it good.
Again, dude, now if they were coming at you at your house and being like, hey, you can't fly that rainbow flag up there, then we understand someone coming, you coming after people. But it's a government building, man. What the fuck? Why do you care?
And that's a not very inclusive thing to do. That's very naughty if you're a liberal person. You have to be inclusive.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I think there was some lady at that meeting who straight up said, used the best phrasing for it. She goes, the flag of America symbolizes inclusivity and includes everybody.
Yeah, well, we can't
but
have
not
that.
Me. I'm extra special. I need extra attention because I'm such a victim.
Well, like, you know,
that flag doesn't represent my they thems.
George Orwell said in Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And that is something to remember because you will see it over and over again from the liberal portion of the population.
Dude, speaking of unequal animals, have you seen who Bill Belichick is dating?
Yes.
That math ain't mathin', dog.
Nope.
Like, what?
Dude, she's like,
she's going to gargle his old marbles? Like, what in the fucking fuck? So, she was in the Miss Maine pageant.
Uh-huh.
Made it down to the finals.
Nice.
She's doing really good. She also made it there with a trans lady because that's how Maine rolls.
That's how.
And I was thinking, son
go.
Of a bitch, I wonder what's going to happen. I mean, Bill Belichick doesn't date losers. And if this transy wins, is Bill Belichick going to dump his hot girlfriend for the man lady?
Oh, no.
Oh, is they, he gonna, you wow. know, you know, it's got lobster breath coming from Maine.
Gross.
I'm just, ew.
I was just curious. I was just wondering. No, but it turns out some other lady won, and it's not a big deal.
Nice.
And Bill Belichick gets to date his great-granddaughter and call it good.
Dude, she's so young, so hot, so young.
That's math that only works one way. You've never seen a 95-year-old moneybag woman dating some 25-year-old svelte motherfucker who's just like, sup, dog? My old lady bought me this fucking Ferrari, dog. Like, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
Like, that never has happened.
Yeah.
Depends on how much money she has.
That has never happened.
Not even once.
But the other way around, it's like, oh, what's that? You're 25 and he's 78? Seems like a match made in heaven.
Man. You know what? If you're going to do it, Anna Nicole Smith patented that some bitch right there.
Yes, she did.
Oh, man.
Yes, she did.
95-year-old man, 25. We're in love. We got so much in common. He can barely move.
Don't get me wrong. I've been more than willing to sell out our beliefs and our entire everything.
I mean, shit, we sold Daniel's butthole. How many times?
$387,000. That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Daniel's butthole is only 25.
So I do understand taking one for the team. I would date Bill Belichick if he'd throw me a couple $100. Hey, it's free money. I don't put out on the first date, by the way, either, Bill. You're going to have to work for this.
Love it.
I'm guarding my carnal treasure from you.
Dude, he would look right
you
at
you. You want to crack this treasure chest? You better wine, dine, and 69 me, you old bastard.
Dude, he's going to come at you and be like, you look like a sinner.
The nice thing is, though, she can, when she's giving him head, she can rub his balls and his knees at the same time.
Because
they're all just down there together.
Do you think when he's getting the fucking blowy, he's got his pants down, he's got all of his Super Bowl rings on, he's like, yes, yes,
blow the champion.
Like, I like to imagine he kind of sounds like Dick Cheney a little bit, you know, kind of like the Penguin, where he's like,
so I wonder if his wang smells like lobster now.
Probably no. Oh.
I don't want to imagine what his wiener smells like. He can keep that a secret.
Victoria's
no, come
secret.
On, Bill. Tell it. Tell it.
Tell us what. Hey, Bill Belichick, reach out to us. Tell us what your cock smells like.
I mean, whoa.
Just curious.
As a 70-year-old man, Dan, would you want to date a 25-year-old? I mean, now listen. I didn't say, would you want to fuck a 25-year-old? I said, did you want to date a 25-year-old?
No, because within a minute or two, you'd want to slap the dog shit out of
it. Yeah, because it would only take you about a minute before your eyes rolled back in your head, you nutted, and you were like, you need to leave.
Yeah. All right.
I have nothing to talk with you about. You look at her and you say, hey, you remember Woody from Cheers? And she goes, huh?
Huh?
Don't worry, I'm doing
it. No, it wouldn't be Hunt. It would be
she's doing a TikTok real quick, and he's going, snap face.
What is that, the internets?
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, he
Facebooks?
He is the epitome of the internets.
The TikToks?
He does say the internets. He's of that era.
Why don't you put your phone down, and we'll do the Netflixes and chillin'.
Oh, shit. And he's just always confusing them up. He's just like, ah, you want to come chill with my Hulus? What?
I feel so bad for her because you're like 25 years old or however old she is, and she's a pretty young lady. And all I picture is him like doing some like cheesy old man dance with his saggy old man titties and his balls whacking back and forth between his knees as he's shuffling up to the bed like, oh yeah, I'm going to make love to you tonight. Let's go ahead and put on some fucking Frank Sinatra and do some dirty. And she's like, oh God, I'm about to fuck my grandpa here.
Oh, dude, that's got to be a problem, man. So, you know it's the name notoriety. That's all he's about, right?
Speaking of Sinatra and things, I ran across something that disturbed me. It's a list of music.
I was going to say Bill Belichick's balls.
Oh, that's not that disturbing.
Hanging out the bottom of his cutoff shorts.
Yeah, it's not hard, not hard to miss, man. That guy's always going to
go
cut-offs.
Cut my shorts off, too, so you can see my balls.
Yeah, please don't.
No, it was a list, and it's, you know, life kind of comes at you this way. It was a list of music that's turning 50 years old this year. And
it's before my time.
It's about.
I know a that. Year that's why it's so disturbing. So, one of them, Bob Dylan's "Home on the Blood on the Tracks," used to be LP, which, let me assure you, is great music to get divorced by because I did it.
I'm Bob Dylan and there's blood on the tracks.
Yeah, and let's see,
that
Burning
song.
Spear.
Remember that one? Hey, man, that spear's on fire.
Rush's Fly By Night album.
Fly by night away from you.
So these came out before you were born, but you know it. All right.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one off the top of my head.
Let's get physical graffiti. Let's do physical graffiti.
Yeah, Young Americans by David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Young Americans.
That's pretty much what he
says. Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith. Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Where's the sound?
Oh, I know what the Brown Dirt Cowboy is.
Yeah, you know what. Yeah, ride 'em, cowboy. Yeah, put on those assless chaps, won't you?
Oh, he's doing the albums. I was thinking songs. I'm like, fuck, I know some of these songs. Jesus Christ.
Let's see. Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger.
That redheaded stepchild of mine's going to get a beating with
you. Wars, Why Can't We Be Friends? Fleetwood Mac's album that sold billions upon
you
billions.
You can go your own way.
Go your own way.
Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe we were born to run.
Kiss Alive.
Kiss Alive? Like the album Alive?
Paul Crazy.
I'm not sure
Paul
what song
Simons.
Was on Alive.
Paul Simon's
is it Love
still
Gun?
Crazy after all these years.
Love Gun! Song's about his dick.
It's about his pee-pee.
Let's see. What Patti Smith, Queen. So, these things.
Patti Smith, is that the. Like, Patti Smith is in.
No one now knows albums. We just know songs. Yeah. Albums aren't a thing anymore. Nobody cares about albums.
Is that the Patti Smith album where she's like, you can see her underarm hair and she does the Bruce Springsteen song?
The Horses?
Yeah. Okay.
I think so. Let me see.
You might be correct.
What song is that? Horses,
that
they
was,
have
four yeah, that was
legs and a long
it's
face.
Like a fucking 9-minute song. Horses. It's fucking nuts. And she just talks about horses.
Yeah, it was her debut album. Released November 10th, 1975. Yeah.
Patti Smith could walk up to me and say, "Hi, I'm Patti Smith," and I'd go, "Who the fuck are you, lady?"
She actually did it to majority of people back then.
She did, and
but I guess she did the one song. It was a Bruce Springsteen song, and it was like one of her big hits besides
"Because
Horses,
the Night."
Because the Night.
She did a good job of it too.
So it was supposed to be like Springsteen had recorded it.
Yeah.
And she heard it, and then he walked out of the recording booth and she walked in and they started doing the song again. So they recorded it with his band for her album.
Oh.
Fun fact.
And she did a great job with it too. I think she did better than him.
Because not left to love.
Oh, that's that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Springsteen. I remember Springsteen because I was working in the, I was managing the record store at the time.
Were you sucking
remember
on a cherry
records,
dog?
Black vinyl? what now? Do I need to tell you to fuck yourself?
That was a John Cougar joke.
I don't know. I don't know music.
He said you were working at a record store and he's like, you're sucking on a chili dog?
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Sorry, too.
All right. So anyway. At the time, it was like music had kind of turned to shit, and Springsteen came out with the Born to Run album. Yeah. Here was this guy in a black leather jacket. kind of looking back, you know, and the longish hair in the earring, and he was like, "Oh, what a breath of fresh air!" But that guy's actor just turned to dog shit.
The Springsteens? Wow, I was trying to say five
you
different
okay
guys.
There,
well, you know, now he's
Marble
made
Mouth.
You can't trust a guy named Bruce. I've always said that.
Yeah, well, true. There's that. You know, he was should have been a hairdresser, but.
Well, it's either hair or music, Bruce. Well, I don't like hair. hair makes me feel like I was born to run. Born to run?
What?
Music it is!
Born to run.
So, but that album was very refreshing when it came out. Because we'd just been through the whole Kiss, and we were thinking, who are these fags? And then Queen, we're just like, oh my God, who are these fags?
Wow.
Well, you know, you had the big 12-inch records, you know, and big pictures. And on those covers, and you'd say, oh my God.
Dudes in makeup, how dare they?
Do I remember when Elton John finally came out, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, can you believe that? And I was like, well, yeah, he's standing next to Ricky Martin. I mean, it makes sense.
Elton John's gay? No way.
How is that possible?
That's incredible.
So strange. Well, Freddie Mercury was seen about fat-bottomed girls, but I think he likes fat-bottomed boys.
Dude, I don't know, man. I side with Rogan on the whole kind of funny how the lead singer of Judas Priest got all those fucking dudes to dress like gay bikers. Yeah, well, Rob Halford, what a fucking champion.
I think they need to change all the go back, you know, because we're busy trying to make everything politically correct to an insane amount. And what we need to do is go back and take all the songs that Queen did and turn them gendered from she to he. So it'd be Fat Bottom Boys Will Be Riding Today. I think that's the way to go. Got to do it.
Where's Richard Simmons when you need him?
He died.
I know, but he'd have been singing that Fat Bottom Boys song.
Fat Bottom Boys, you make the
rockin' world go round.
Oh, jeez. Man, what if they change it up and they're like, oh, no, generally correct. It's Fat Bottom Days, you make the...
Fat Bottom Days.
You make them rockin' world go round.
Maybe it was Fat Bottoms. Maybe like the bottom person rather than, oh.
Oh, you're a fat bottom... They, them.
The other day I saw one of they, thems on the radio or on my phone. Jesus.
You okay?
Saw one of those idiots and they were saying like, hey, I'm so-and-so. My pronouns are she, they, his. And I was like, fuck you. You're a horrible human being. Dude, like, go ahead and try to figure me out. I'm so fucking special.
Yeah, that's just a non-binary, bro. I'm non-binary. I don't know what the fuck I am.
My pronouns are zip, zap, zap. Go ahead and get that right, fuckwad.
Oh, man, hey, I got all these apps. I got zippity zappity.
But you know, this is an extension of, you know, I'm sure you've run into those people that all of a sudden decided to become vegetarian, and then they go over to your house and, well, I can't eat that. I'm vegetarian
or gluten intolerant.
Well, that's
I can't eat bread. Oh, really? Just because you decided one day that you can't eat bread? Cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, that whole thing about, well, I can't. Yes, you can. You can. You just chose not to, and you want me to get involved in your trip. It's like craziness. And but now we've extended to, well, I'm not male. You have to recognize me as a female. Because pretend, because rules, because reasons, because...
Whatever,
I'm a problem.
Whatever happened to all the gluten-free
beers? That's
the
bottom
beers?
Line.
Remember they used to have that one brand of gluten-free beer hanging around?
Was it O'Douches?
No, it was...
It was wine.
Omission.
Oh, gross.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and it was gluten-free beer.
Was it made with rice?
I don't know what it was made with.
It was made with the tears of children.
I just remember one time, I think we went out to Crooked Fence.
Yeah.
And you were back when you were still married.
Ugh.
And I believe your ex said, I'm allergic to gluten. I can't have any of these beers. And they said, we have this gross gluten-free beer.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Those are my favorite kind of people.
God damn.
Watch them all.
I hope she gets hit with a bus.
Dude, that's like...
That's not very nice.
No.
I have a whole list of people I want hit by a bus.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder how many of ours would be the same.
I mean, hey, man, I'm not over here, like, wishing harm on people, but sometimes people just need to have some harm happen.
Just a little bit
of
cervical cancer would go a long way.
Not even that. I just want them to, like, stub their toe real hard or something.
No, no. I want them to rot from the inside out.
No, a little bit of accidental sodomy.
Surprise sodomy.
Oh, no. I slipped off the toilet and landed on this potato.
Not again.
Shit.
Not again. But you know what? If you land on that potato, you can go and you can pray to the new pope.
Oh, man.
Dude. We have an American pope now.
So what was it? What was his name before he was the pope? He was just
Mr. Pope.
He was Mr. Pope.
I forget. I don't know.
Because what's his name that he gave himself?
Isn't he Leo the 16th?
The 14th.
Leo the 14th. I think his name was Bob. I wish he would have stuck with Pope Bob.
Pope Bob the First. That would have been so kick-ass.
That is so America.
That would have been great.
Pope Bob.
Pope Bob the First. He's here from Chicago. He's going to make sure that you're being the best Catholic you
he's
can
possibly
be.
He's coming around.
Meet.
He's got all the good Chicago dogs with him. He's going to go to Bears, cheer them on, make sure they win.
I wonder if he's going to be carrying a Glock. I mean, he is American after
actually,
all.
Actually, I heard, I don't know if you guys got to hear, I heard from The View that he's actually of African-American descent, so.
First black pope is also American. Suck it, the world.
That's because The View.
Dude, I saw that video this morning and just went, that makes no sense at all.
Hey, they will believe whatever they
dude,
need to
they
believe.
They showed a picture of him riding a donkey, and I go, that's the whitest man ever. They're going, no, he's black. His great-grandfather moved here in the 20s from Haitia, and his grandmother and grandfather were Haitian and Louisianan, and then they moved to Chicago in the 20s. They were considered black. They go,
so
what?
When I look at that guy, I think, you see that white-as-fuck pope right there? That guy's black.
You know what the name
yeah,
like,
that's
Bob.
What you, that's the first thing you think. You know, speaking of that sort of thing, I was having a text conversation with my liberal brother-in-law this morning, and he sent me a video of, what's her name? The pointy-chinned, short-haired woman, Rachel Maddow.
Ooh.
Saying something about, it's just liberal nonsense and all sorts of bullshit and
she's
all sorts of...
She's still crying for all of her co-workers that got fired?
No, she thinks that we're not going to have elections, though.
Yeah, so she's telling me all this stuff, and I said, you know...
That's a hot take, you know?
It's very hot. So, anyway, he sent me this, and I said, look, take out what she says, remove the word Trump, put in the word Biden. And see how that changes things. Well, no, because blah, you know, because reasons, because I said, you know, she's not going to do that. She's not going to do anything that's going, you know, they're losing their audience over there at CNN or MSNBC or wherever she is. And I said, she keeps her job by feeding the hatred that people have who have this irrational hatred for Trump. So she's never going to say anything rational. She's not going to because she could lose her job. CNN could be sold for pennies on the dollar.
I heard Till CNN's trying to get back into the streaming game again.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I heard that too.
They got 10,000 people faunching at the bit to listen to them bullshit again?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Like, I can hardly wait.
I'm just like, didn't they lose like millions on the last time they did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They lost their asses.
Which is the same thing. It's like whenever you see those things, it's like, hey, man, we're making a little bit of money, but you know what? If you sign up for this premium version, it's a lot cooler. You know, it's not really any different. It's lamer.
By the by, speaking of losing money and stuff, I am surprised that the Idaho Statesman is still in business.
Is it?
Well, I guess. I was listening to the radio. They were reading an article from them, and I remember they used to post articles about, you know, this is back during the COVID days and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is why you need to get your COVID shot. So I kept saying to them, you know, This is why you need to be a news organization instead of just running a constant op-ed page.
Yeah.
They finally blocked me. They got tired of my bullshit.
Oh, man.
I saw a thing the other day that said, I think it was the health department or somebody was still going to offer COVID shots, and all these people are going, good. Oh, that's so good. That's so great. I don't understand, because everybody has come out and said, hey, those don't work.
Literally said they don't work.
The same thing with the flu shot. They said, yeah, the flu shot does not work. In fact, the flu shot is more detrimental than it helps.
Well,
but nobody wants to listen because somebody who said it is not who they like.
Wasn't the flu shot the reason of getting the flu shot every year was because, hey, you already got the flu last year because we got the flu shot, so we're going to give you the next variant of the flu.
They're just guessing.
Yeah, they're just kind of guessing. Yeah,
they figure it out in Australia the year before and try and figure out what the strain's going to be this next year. Now, I worked with a nurse years ago who was very liberal, and she put because old people still use Facebook, she put some nonsense on Facebook. And so I said, okay, and because I'm a sucker for this kind of thing and I like to do it, I looked up the CDC website. You know, the CDC still recommends that for the first 6 months of a child's life, from birth to 6 months, 19 injections and boosters. 19.
Wow.
One of them are hepatitis B, which is like, well, that's like if they're an IV user or a prostitute raw dogging it. And their rationale was, well, this disease can be passed on to the mother. We're passed on by the mother to the child. Well, you don't inoculate somebody who's already got the disease, so that's a stupid argument. Unless, of course, things have changed somehow in the medical field since I went to nursing school. Which I doubt very seriously for that one.
And I was honestly kind of waiting for you to be like, I got on the CDC website. You're not going to believe it. Right on the front page of it, it said 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Camels.
No, but and one of the things they're saying in the first 6 months is the first COVID injection at 6 months.
For disease that affects children 0.0000000001%.
And that COVID injection has been proven to be not safe and not effective.
Interesting.
So just remember,
right on the bottle, it should say does not work.
Hey, guys, they gave us options, though. They gave us three options. We can go pick which one we didn't want to have work.
Yeah, or get fired.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, I would never forget that.
Do you want a double dose or do you want a single dose?
I want none doses.
I went with no doses, but I had to get a single dose.
Freaking stupid.
Yeah, I was really mad about that.
Well, yeah, you should have been mad about it, and I'm still mad about it. Because it's just stupid. And
thinking of working on a lawsuit here.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's so maddening is they think that we're all stupid enough to just, hey, they're from the government. They must know what they're talking about. Well, I'll just do it.
The other day, Robert Kennedy was saying how he wants to look into autism and start doing some studies and try to figure out what's happening with all the autism.
Could it be?
And you should see the people in the comments on this post saying, there's nothing wrong with my autistic kid. And I'm going, really? Because if there was nothing wrong with your autistic kid, he wouldn't be fucking autistic.
True. Hey, man, you know, everybody's a little autistic. We're all kind of weird in some sort of way, but...
Yeah, but I can't throw down a box full of matches and tell you there's 376 of them. I'm not fucking Rain Man over here.
You know, sometimes I hear stuff like that, and people defend the stupidest ideas because it's, like you said, it's because somebody else says that it's wrong, and so they'll defend it to the death. It makes me want to...
It was just so stupid because I'm going... You would rather try to convince the world that there's nothing wrong with having autism. And hey, if you have autism, that's okay. I'm not saying that you should be drug out into the streets and killed like the Nazis did. I'm just saying, hey, if we can take a kid and prevent him from sitting in a corner and rocking back and forth, staring at the wall all day, and if you look at him wrong, he screams, maybe we should look into it.
Yeah, guys, you know what? I really wanted to bring back the guest jars of what's in them because, you know, those autistic kids are stealing all the fucking fun from me.
And you know what? We should just walk around with a handful of peanuts and throw them in everybody's fucking face. And we should just end peanut allergies once and for all.
But see, all these things, you know, when I was a kid, and I know it was a long time ago, we didn't have all these. There was no nonsense about So doctors have been horrified about 19 injections at birth through 6 months. That's just that insane.
That seems like a lot. Especially
a fucking lot.
Especially considering a newborn has like nothing. Like it's like you get the nourishment from the mom. That's it.
And you get the immune stuff from the mom.
Yeah.
So, but I guess if you get formula, you're kind of shit out of luck, and maybe it's infuriating, and it's disturbing that these people are allowed to keep spewing that stuff. And why? Why ever would, you know, autism was not a thing at all.
I know.
When I was a kid, there was no talk of on the spectrum.
Autism wasn't really a huge thing when I was a kid. It was like maybe.
That's why it's so goddamn concerning. But there's nothing wrong with your autistic kid.
Yeah.
Okay, fuckwads.
Well, they're so accepting now. They have entire show. And I mean, yeah, was there kids with autism back in the probably? I guaranteed.
In the day, the dad would just beat the fucking autism out of him and say, quit being fucking weird.
But then you have,
and everybody would figure out how to fucking cope.
What? And now they're doing fucking Netflix shows about people who have autism and severe versions of autism that are in love. And don't get me wrong, dude. I love watching that show. It's so fun because they're so fucking weird. Like, they're so dopey.
You know, when I grew up, because of the way things were socially then, is they put all the behavioral problem kids, the kids that were kind of strange, into our school, you know, and they had their own class, and they just kind of existed over there, and it's like, stay away from those kids. They're fucking weird. But autism? No. There were a few kids with attention deficit. There were kids with just really bad behavioral problems.
Well, every kid has ADD now.
Well, I know.
Weird, right?
But see, that was kind of the fad in the, we think, that would have been about the late 1900s to 2010.
I'm a doctor, so I can't get any cool fucking drugs.
But now if they give those kids Adderall, that shit's fucking poison.
Yeah, I'm also
it's just meth, but okay, yeah, because it's a doctor. Just wait until they look at you and they say, "Oh, we've realized that Adderall makes your brain a fucking hole riddled sponge of stupidity." They pulled off the market, and then we're gonna have a bunch of speed freaks jonesing for something.
Oh man, can you imagine the uprising? But it's gonna be cheap because pharmaceutical drugs is going down. Woo!
Yeah, allegedly.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Well, maybe.
Well, Daniel, who do we offend tonight?
Well, before we do that, I want to resurrect another bit of advice. And this, do you guys know who Mae West was?
Yep.
Yeah, the wrestler.
No. Mae West was considered, first of all, she had a figure that was like, would have been popular in the 1890s, which is not
thick.
Thick. Ooh. And not very busty. And,
mustache.
And
unibrow.
She was notorious for getting around the censors by saying sexually oriented things without them being sexually oriented. And so everybody thought she was this great sex symbol. And she came up with this quote that said, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough." And the message there, I think, is life is very short. Don't fuck it up. All right, so the people we offended.
A big list tonight.
Let's see. Joe Biden, Brent, yeah, Jared. Wow. And I got some of these out of order because I got too busy talking and forgot to write them down. The percent of the population who don't comply with societal norms.
Ooh.
And get away with it.
That's a good chunk of people.
Whoever those people are, they made the list. The Alphabet Mafia, the new Snow White movie, Mayor McLean of Boise fame, people from Maine with lobster breath,
gross.
Anna Nicole Smith, Bill Belichick, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, Richard Simmons, people that list their pronouns. All right, come on now. The View people, CNN, Rachel Maddow, the Idaho Statesman, and the CDC.
All right.
Guess what, motherfucker?
Emotional damage.
Well, everybody, thanks for being part of our angry rant tonight.
Yeah.
We appreciate you tuning
in. Do you guys feel better?
go ahead and...
Sure.
No, I'm still furious.
Well, okay.
Give us a like, rate, and review. Check us out on our website, timeforanother.com. Send us an email, timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. And be good, everybody.
Job,
see ya.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.